In the Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself about this very important issue of not being careless about sin. Being careless about sin is a sign of a lack of taqwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a famous hadith said that the muttaqi is the one who, when he commits the smallest of sins, he feels that it is like a huge rock which is poised on the top of his head and will fall and crush him at any moment. So he immediately hastens to make tawbah. Whereas a person who is lacking in taqwa, he commits the largest of sins and he feels that it is like a fly sitting on his nose which he can brush aside at any moment. It's very important to understand that one of the causes of su al-khatima, of a bad ending, is israr al-ma'asi, is to insist on sin. Insisting on sin makes a small sin into a big sin, and it makes a big sin into something which is haram and kufr, because we are going directly against the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts with something small, but it goes to something which is very, very serious. The reason being that when a person is arguing on this basis to say that a particular sin is small, what he is really saying is that he doesn't really care about the fact that it displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is worried, oh, but it's a small thing. Small or big, the sin may be saghir, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar. He is not just kabir, he is akbar. And therefore, if somebody is careless about sin, even though it may be something which is small, I'm not going to list all the sins here. But even if it is something which is small, the attitude of being careless about that sin is an attitude that is bordering on kufr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. Because the person by that action is saying that I don't really care whether it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And that is a clear sign of lack of taqwa. Taqwa is the fear of displeasing Allah. Taqwa is the fear of displeasing Allah. And lack of taqwa is not to be concerned about whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased or not pleased. And that is the essence of, at the end of the day, if you don't care two hoots whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased or not pleased, that is the meaning of kufr. What else is kufr? It is to deny the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to deny the greatness, the majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways in which people do that is by not being concerned about whether something pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or displeases Him. And therefore, it is very important for us to be very concerned about this and to immediately hasten to make tawbah. See the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door of tawbah open and He promised to forgive all the sins as long as we make tawbah for those sins. Tawbah means that we do not do that thing again. It means that we hate to come back to that thing. It means that we ensure that we make amends if that thing hurt somebody else. That is the whole essence. The whole essence of tawbah is not to keep doing the thing again and again. So let me say this, that today we live in a world where even big things, for example gambling, for example, things which are clearly haram, horse racing, and horse racing, not just for, I mean, racing a horse is fine, if you're just participating in a race, but when we are talking about horse racing, we're talking about horse racing or gambling on horses, or gambling in other ways. Today everything, there's gambling in everything, leaving salah, for example, or ill-treating people, being undutiful and impertinent and rude to parents, cutting the ties of relationships of blood, lying and cheating, and bearing false witness. How many major sins, and of course the most common of all of these is ghibah and slander, how many of these we do without batting an eyelid? It's a clear sign of lack of taqwa. What will happen to us when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day when we are dying, when shaitan is playing games with us and he is winning. He keeps playing games and we keep giving in and shaitan is winning. He takes us towards seeking popularity instead of seeking the pleasure of Allah, and we fall into that trap. He takes us towards one after the other. He takes us towards different traps of his doing, and we fall into those traps. What will happen to us on the day when we are dying, when he will not be playing games, he will be deadly serious and he will do his best to take us clean out of Islam before we leave this world. What will happen to us? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us on that day and to protect us even before that. But the way to get that protection is to stop being careless about sin, to become very serious about not sinning, to become very serious about not committing sin, and to ensure that we do everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we make tawbah over and over again and again, ensure that we make tawbah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will forgive us. And of course we have all faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who promised to forgive us if we make tawbah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with being careful about Him, to fill our hearts with the desire to please Him, to fill our hearts with the fear of displeasing Him, and to fill our hearts with taqwa, and to make us among the muttaqeen, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised hidayah to the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised hidayah to the hudal lil muttaqeen in the Quran. ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, the kitab in which there is no doubt and which is the hidayah for the muttaqoon. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among people who are muttaqoon. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.